This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is a big week for media companies reporting earnings. Fox and BuzzFeed today, Disney tomorrow, News Corp on Thursday. And it's been a not great year for the industry. There have been layoffs and cost cutting driven mostly by a decline in advertising. But if you do read the tea leaves a little bit, you'll see some of the companies who do the advertising look like they're ready to start spending again. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
The talk around ads in some recent earnings calls has been pretty upbeat.
Advertising and related consumer spending increased approximately 9%.
And you've seen the level of advertising that we're putting back into the business.
As we continue to invest in innovation and advertising and in category growth plans with our retailers.
Those were leaders at Hershey, Colgate-Palmolive, and Clorox. And consultant Brian Weiser says a lot of other packaged goods companies are spending as well.
Surely there's more optimism about the second half of this year, and I think that's well-founded.
Companies in other areas are feeling it, too. Automakers, movie makers, bed makers? That is, hospitality. Stephen Jumper, who runs the creative agency Ghost Note, says his firm just started working with a global hotel brand.
I mean, this has been one of the most difficult, if not the most difficult, stretch of years for that industry, maybe ever. And so now that the world, it feels like it's back open again, you know, folks are ready to spend.
That's good news for any media platform where advertising has been anemic, says Bank of America media and entertainment analyst Jessica Reif-Ehrlich.
Whether it's television, cable, streaming, as well as audio, any company that accepts advertising will benefit as the market starts to pull back. Advertising is really high margin business.
And a crucial source of revenue. But there's still uncertainty at media companies that don't necessarily know what shows they'll be able to offer to advertisers.
There's a writer's strike going on, and then there may be the other guilds also may be striking. So it's not clear if there will be new content in the fall or will it be pushed back.
Reif-Ehrlich says the government's wrangling about the debt ceiling doesn't help either because it makes advertisers nervous about spending. But lawmakers taketh away and also lawmakers giveth. Reif-Ehrlich says there's already increased spending on political ads. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.